The ongoing insecurity in South Sudan has forced more than 500,000 citizens to flee their homes. To cope with this influx of people, both within and outside the country, the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, is expanding existing refugee camps while establishing new ones. South Sudan became an independent nation in 2011, but in December, clashes erupted between soldiers loyal to the government and forces supporting the former vice president. UNHCR's Edith Champagne tells the story of a baby girl born during the conflict whose name, when translated, is Problem.
Narik, translated, means problem. A sad reminder of what happened. Problem's father fled marauding soldiers to save his own life. When he returned, he heard the news. He recounts how he lost his wife.
You bring money. If you have no money now, I can kill you. After that, the mother say, only this baby. I don't have money that I care. Then he shoot the madam with a 2-bullet here. They come out from here. The madam died.
Nairik and her two sisters are looked after by their grandmother now.
We need water and milk for the child. We need shelter too. This one is too hot inside.
Since fighting broke out last month in South Sudan, close to 18,000 people have been displaced and sought refuge in this UN peacekeeper's base. The ongoing insecurity worries Problem's father. He is unsure how he will take care of his family.
This is very difficult, even to take care for them without food, without a good place. If there is a what is called common cold and cough, and now during the night time, if you are freezing here, everyone among here, even me also, I have a deeply cough.
Baby Problem was born into the world's newest nation, South Sudan. But 2 years of fragile peace have seen a return to violence and tears, and little sense of if and when security might return. But for some, it will always be too late.